Assessing Alex Cobb's fit with the Twins and a potential trade for Oakland Athletics starter Chris Bassitt on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Again, this is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. We had a doozy of a day yesterday for the Twins. Jose Barrios signs a seven-year, $131 million contract with the Toronto Blue Jays. Broke that down on yesterday's episode. And then news emerging in the afternoon, I think it was early afternoon or in the morning, about Byron Buxton, where things stand with the Twins. I talked about Byron and the Twins and where I think things are at and how I interpret that news and where the Twins should go from here and all those things on yesterday's episode, breaking it down from all sides. And I think there have been times where, because I'm thinking of it, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the Twins as well. And sometimes it's really hard to understand the decisions and the thought process, but I try as hard as I can to give you a glimpse of what they might be thinking too. Because it's very easy from our side to say, well, Byron Buxton is a fan favorite. He's probably your favorite player if you're listening to this on the Twins. Byron Buxton's probably your favorite player. He may not be. It might be Jorge Polanco or Max Kepler, someone else. It probably may have been Jose Barrios before he was traded. So you're talking about two fan favorites potentially here. But Byron Buxton's probably your favorite player. And he's my favorite player. I mean, Josh Donaldson, when he was signed, definitely adding him. He's always been one of my favorite players in the league. But Byron Buxton is so fun to watch, is a fan favorite, is a leader, is a guy you want to invest in. So from our point of view, it's like, yeah, find the money to extend him. You know, Mr. Polad is a billionaire. He can find it. It's not our money, but he can find it, you know, and it's not that, doesn't seem like it's that big of a contract that Buxton's looking for compared to what like guys of his caliber can get. I just try to put myself in the Twins' shoes of why isn't this done? Because it can be very frustrating, and it is very frustrating. I just try to think of the other side. So I did a little bit of that yesterday with Buxton, did a little bit of that with Barrios, although all summer leading up to Barrios being traded, I said he should have been extended. And I think it was a mistake not to extend him. But it's easier for me to say, you know, hindsight, now that he got that big contract from Toronto. Happy for Jose. Happy for his family. Getting some congratulations from Twins on Twitter. Jake Cave, I saw, tweeted. Byron Buxton tweeted. Today is the last day that players have to accept the qualifying offer. Raisel Iglesias has declined the qualifying offer. He'll be a free agent. Love Raisel Iglesias. He's an unbelievable reliever, right-handed, hard-throwing, nasty reliever, underrated, really. I think he's one of the best closers in the game, and he's never talked about. I love Raisel Iglesias, and I think he makes a ton of sense for the Twins. But he just opted out of a one-year, I think it's $18.3 million qualifying offer. So he's looking for multiple years, probably looking for a two-year, $30 million, something like that, in that range. We know the Twins just don't do that with relievers, and they also have more spots they need to fill that take precedence over a right-handed reliever. But Iglesias declines the qualifying offer. I think that's a good choice for him because I think he will get paid. I think a lot of teams will see his value. I certainly do. I think if the Twins didn't have as many holes as they do in the rotation, if they didn't have a hole at shortstop, if they didn't have some promising relievers coming up, I think they have some arms in Yennier Cano and Matt Cantorino. I think potentially will be in the bullpen. Yoan Duran. They have a lot of starting pitching prospects that, you know, some of them could be relievers. So I think they have some promising arms coming up. If that wasn't the case, if they just needed a high leverage, late inning, right-handed reliever, and that was their number one need this offseason, it should be a need every offseason, and it usually is. You never have enough bullpen. I would say throw as much money as you can at Raisel Iglesias, similar to the way that the White Sox did with Liam Hendricks last year. But reliever markets are fickle. Relievers are fickle. They're volatile. And he's getting up there in age, and you never know. Like, they can break down at any second. Look at Craig Kimbrel in the second half of 2021. White Sox trade Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer for him, and he's just brutal for them down the stretch. Hoyer was actually better for the Cubs than Kimbrel was for the White Sox. So really like Rosell Iglesias. We'll hear about the others. Verlander, Story's declined, of course. There's some obvious declines. Michael Conforto has a decision to make with the Mets, and I think that impacts the Central because I think the White Sox are an obvious fit for Michael Conforto, needing a left-handed outfielder. But we will hear about those later today. Also, the deadline to protect players from the Rule 5 draft, I believe, is next week, I want to say. That actually might be today as well, but I think that's next week. Seth Stowes at Twins Daily. There is not a single person who knows the Twins system like Seth Stowes, and he breaks down every name that is possible to be added to the Rule 5, or to be protected from the Rule 5 draft, to be added to the 40-man roster. Broke it down, twinsdaily.com. Please check that out. Seth does such a great job with that every year. No one compares to the knowledge of Seth Stowes with Minnesota Twins prospects. So please check that out, twinsdaily.com. Always have awesome articles coming tomorrow. Frankie Montas is a trade candidate for the Twins. We're going to talk about Chris Bassett today, also an Oakland Athletic. But twinsdaily.com is churning out Twins stuff every day. Nick Nelson last night, headline, "What the hell are the Twins doing with Byron Buxton?" Something like that. Very good. Always from Nick. Must read. I agree. What the hell are the Twins doing with Byron Buxton? Let's talk about Alex Cobb and Chris Bassett. I want to tell you about Built Bar first. Built Bar is the most delicious protein bar ever. I love Thanksgiving. All of the good food and treats and plenty of them, but maybe you want a yummy dessert that isn't so full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie is upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. I love Built Bars. My dad's always stealing them. They get shipped to our house. He's stealing them. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two. Share some at your family gatherings. When I move out from college, I'm going to be getting Built Bars just sent to my house, my new place, because my dad's going to be stealing them. But I'll share them with my dad on Thanksgiving. It will make things less awkward. Maybe Aunt Betty hasn't tried a Built Bar yet. New surprises all month. Limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly, so check the site often. There's also nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Talking about Alex Cobb, 34-year-old from Boston. Alex Cobb, and I'm not the first to talk about him. Tom Froehming has broken down Alex Cobb as an option for the Twins. And here's why. He just is right up their alley to me. When you look at his profile, when you look at his stuff, his tendencies, the age, where he's at in his career, the durability in the last couple of years or lack thereof, he just screams Minnesota Twins. Maybe more than any free agent reliever, and certainly more than any reliever free agent starter, and maybe more than any free agent starter that I've looked at so far for the Twins. Alex Cobb just seems like, and I don't mean that to be like he's the right guy to target, and we'll break it down and I'll come to a conclusion on it. You can come to your own conclusion, hoping to make you a better educated fan. But just someone that this front office, it seems, would be drawn to. And I'm going to tell you why. Only threw 93 and a third last year, was very good, 3.76 ERA for the Angels, 1.19 ERA plus 25% strikeout rate. His strikeout rate was way up, walk rate 8%. Usually pitch to contact. You think of Alex Cobb when he was so good in Tampa Bay, 2013, 2014, I think were the 2 years, was just tremendous for them. Pitch to contact, ton of ground balls, heavy sink. You know, he's going to get the ball on the ground. He's going to get the ball in play. And he's had a really nice career, over 1,000 innings, 3.87 ERA, 3.94 FIP, 14.5 wins above replacement, 19% strikeout rate, 7% walk rate. This is I hate to bring this up. I really do. And I hate to make this comp. But this feels like exactly what I was saying about Jay Happ when the Twins signed him. I think I looked at him before, too, when we were breaking down Jay Happ last year. I was like, okay, he's on the upper end of age. You know, he's in his mid-30s, getting to his mid to late 30s. Happ's older than Cobb. Is coming off a good year, good shortened year. Cobb only threw 93 in the third innings. Happ was coming off a really strong 2020. Have been very good in their career, probably looking for a one-year deal, and maybe underrated in the last handful of years. And I think that was true for Jay Happ. He had really good numbers from 2016 to 2020, was very good. And Alex Cobb was very good in 2021. His fielding independent pitching of 292, which is you know, basically predicting what a pitcher's ERA should be with taking away all other factors, everything they can control, was the lowest of his career. And he's been a very good pitcher. In 2017, 2018, with Tampa and Baltimore, started 57 games, so showed some durability there, 331-plus innings, and ERA plus exactly at 100. So Alex Cobb, if he can give you 120, 130 innings next year, he's only coming off a year where he threw 93 and a third. Maybe he can get up to 150. He's done it before. And gives you 100 ERA plus, so he's like a third or a fourth starter. He's valuable, right? And I think teams will be looking for that. But in his career, 16% strikeout rate, not very high, and a 6% walk rate. So what makes Alex Cobb good? What makes him risky? He's an elite barrel avoider. And when we look at Marcus Stroman, I think of very similar, you know, and the way that they miss barrels and the way that they kind of approach pitching. He's your typical pitch to contact, ball on the ground, you know, get the ball in play type of pitcher. But also he did have a 25% strikeout rate last year. So uptick, maybe smaller sample, is not sustainable, but he's definitely a ground ball pitcher. 54% in 2021. The MLB average is 45%. So lots of contact, 93 mile an hour sinker. His splitter, this is the main reason I think he screams Minnesota Twins, screams Derek Falvey, screams Twins front office. He has an elite pitch, and he doesn't throw it enough. His splitter and sinker make up 80% of his usage, but he only throws 27% of his pitches. Only 27% of his splitter of his pitches, excuse me, are splitters against righties. Hopefully you followed that. I'm sorry, his word jumble there. 27% of his pitches to right-handed hitters are splitters, and his splitter is an elite pitch. It's elite, and it's a reason why in his career he's had reverse splits. He's been better against left-handed hitters than he's been against right-handed hitters, and he's a right-handed pitcher, which is out of the ordinary because his splitter is so good, and he can neutralize left-handed hitters. I think the spin on his splitter is like 1,700 RPM, so that thing barely moves. It's just a floater, and it's a really, really great pitch. It really is. And I think when you look at him and you think, how could he get even better, or maybe increase his strikeout rate even more next year and unlock a little bit more later in his career, you say just up that splitter usage to 40%, 50% against righties. Ditch the sinker, got hit a little bit. Not ditch it, but bring down the usage on the sinker and just throw a lot more splitters. And a really great example of this is Kenta Maeda when he came over. Had an elite slider, and his splitter is very strong too, but the Twins had him throw his slider more against left-handed hitters. He did. It increased the effectiveness of his other pitches. So it's a change that they've made before with guys. It's something I always talk about with pitchers we look at. What could they do in their mix to get better, to get more swings and misses? I think Alex Cobb, with his splitter, could throw up more, and I think it makes a lot of sense for him to throw up more. Fangraphs has Cobb getting 2 years, $20 million, so 10 a year. MLB Trade Rumors, 2 for 16 is their average, right around there, $8 million a year. And then, Fangraphs average is 2 for 20. I would say I would do 1 year, $12 million for Alex Cobb if you're a believer. I think the Twins would seek a one-year deal with him. You don't want to be locked into 2 years with Cobb unless you want to bring down that average annual value to help you get other guys on the roster. You could have an option for a second year if he has a great 2022. You could add an option with a buyout to get that guaranteed money up. But I'd say 1 year, $12 million, maybe an option for a second at you know, $12, $13 million with a couple million dollar buyout. Do I think Alex Cobb is a good ad? I think Alex Cobb's a good ad if you add Marcus Stroman or Robbie Ray or Kevin Gausman. If Alex Cobb's the number one guy you add, it's going to be a really brutal offseason for the Twins in terms of their rotation. But I think he's definitely a guy they could target. I think he makes sense. I think if you increase his splitter usage, and even in 2021, without that increase was good, you know, without a hopeful increase in 2022 of that usage, he was good. So I think he makes some sense. Makes some sense as a supplementary piece, not as your, you know, number one get of the offseason. But I could see the Twins signing Alex Cobb on the right deal. Could make some sense. Just don't want him to be your marquee addition in the starting rotation. I want to tell you about BetOnline. BetOnline is back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated website or desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Chris Bassett wrote about him at twinsdaily.com. You can check out an elongated piece about Bassett, Oakland A's starter. The A's are going to trade, guys. They're going to be trading. You know, Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Chris Bassett, Frankie Montas, Sean Manaea all seem like they're going to be available this offseason. The A's are resetting. Some really good points in the comments section at twinsdaily.com. If the A's are going to be making these trades, they're probably looking for multiple, you know, B or C level prospects over one A level prospect. I would probably agree because they're looking for regulars who they can pay the league minimum, right? That's what the A's kind of do. And the Rays do it too to keep that low payroll. Certainly possible they wait out trading Bassett, Montas, or Manaea to see if there's that salary floor in 2022. Because if they have a salary floor and they trade away Bassett, who's going to be owed like $10 million, they trade away Montas, who's owed $8 million, I think, and Manaea, who's owed $10 to $12 million in arbitration, something like that, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be scrambling to add payroll so they can avoid that penalty of having a salary floor, right? So they could wait. I think Chris Bassett's super interesting. Over the last 2 years, in 2020 and 2021, and he's an older right-hander, veteran, which I like. I mean, I like that. And he's only on a one-year deal in arbitration. Over the last 2 years, no pitcher in the American League who's thrown at least 200 innings has a lower ERA than Chris Bassett, which would probably surprise you. Similar to Alex Cobb, kind of a pitch-to-contact guy, but a deep, deep repertoire of pitches that he throws. And I think his slider's underrated, and like Cobb's splitter, I think the Twins could tweak the usage of his slider, and have him throw it more against righties. Righties really struggled against Bassett's slider in 2021. Doesn't throw it enough. Like Cobb and his counterpart Montas, who we're going to talk about probably tomorrow, he throws his sinker too much and doesn't throw his slider enough. And sometimes you see that with guys. You see too many sinkers, kind of falling in love with the sinker, trying to get weak contact on it. And a lot of times the numbers aren't great when you dig into them. And that's the case with Bassett. I think if you up the usage of that, up the usage of his curveball, you could get even more out of him, more swings and misses, getting out of those jams with strikeouts rather than, you know, singles or bloop singles or whatever. Really like Chris Bassett. I think when you think about Bassett and Manaea and Montas, who, for Bassett, Manaea have 1 year remaining before free agency. Montas has two in arbitration. You have to ask yourself more than who the pitcher is, because if they get Bassett or Manaea, that'd be great for whatever the price is. And I'm not saying that they would, you know, that comes with a caveat of not Royce Lewis or Austin Martin, not a top prospect for 1 year of a pitcher. It's more so, do you believe that in 2023, the Twins should be resetting and getting more innings for their young guys to find out what they have? Or do you think that they should be putting together a more competitive rotation, going for it, if you will, a little bit more? And if you believe in the latter, then I think going after Bassett or Manaea makes sense. And I think, again, with Alex Cobb too, it only makes sense if you're also getting someone else, because I don't really want to see the Twins take half measures. And I've kind of pushed that this year. I'm not a fan of like, let's sign Alex Cobb and then, you know, we'll trade for X and add him to the rotation, some fourth starter, and then we'll sign, you know, Michael Wacha, and we'll just go in and we'll see what happens next year. I'm not crazy about that. I think if you're going to go out and you're going to spend the money and you're going to go get whoever, whether that be Bassett or Montas or Manaea or Cobb or anyone, you need to supplement, and I think you need to give yourself the best chance to win next year if you're going to decide to go that route. Not a fan of the middle ground, really, and it feels like it's trending in that direction, unfortunately. What feels most likely for the Twins is that someone like Alex Cobb would be their biggest free agent addition this offseason, and I just don't like the thought of that, and I don't think you will either, but that's just the way that it feels like it's going, and I will not be happy, let's say, if that happens. Thank you so much for listening. That was a little bit on Bassett. You can read a lot more at twinsdaily.com. Trade target. Chris Bassett, twinsdaily.com. You can search up on Google and it'll bring you there. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Go Twins. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. We'll go into more depth about Frankie Montas tomorrow and also break down the latest on the hot stove. Thanks for listening to Locked On Twins. Please make Locked On Bets your second listen after making Locked On Twins your first listen. Locked On Bets is your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. As always, Go Twins.